Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and today we begin our adventure article. We are on page 10. And in the studio, I have with me Carolyn and Zach. Welcome, panelists.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
And Carolyn, what is our topic today? We know we're talking about an adventure, but what is the specific adventure we are going on?
This is a fantastic adventure. We are going to the Great Smoky Mountains.
Wow, sounds wonderful. I've actually been there, and we'll talk more about that later, but there's a lot you can do here in the Great Smoky Mountains, and it's located in two states, actually, in the United States, both in North Carolina and Tennessee. And our panelists today, Zach, you are from North Carolina, correct?
That's right.
And so you've been to the Great Smoky Mountains?
I have. I live about a four-hour drive from the mountain range, but any opportunity that I can get there, I always try and take it.
Okay. I've also been there. It is located in Tennessee, which I'm from Tennessee, so I'm excited about this article, but I actually don't live that close. If you see on the map there, the state of Tennessee is very long. It takes maybe 8 hours to drive from one end to the other, and I live all the way at the other end near the state of Arkansas. So it's quite a drive, but I would take trips there as a kid with my family. And so there are lots of things to do there, and we're going to talk a lot about that today. What does our deck say, Caroline?
Well, it says spectacular sights, tremendous treks, and fabulous falls. And I really love the alliteration, and I'm so excited.
Yes, and of course, a trek is simply what, Zach?
A trek is like a hike or a walk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can, of course, there are lots of trails here in the Great Smoky Mountains. And so just take your pick. And there are lots of waterfalls. Sometimes we just say falls for short. So that's what that's talking about. And, of course, spectacular sights, amazing beauty. And it is fall. So this time of year, Carolyn, you can take in all of those fall colors.
Yes, it is beautiful. If you're going on a trek through the Appalachian Mountains, the Great Smoky Mountains are a great part of that mountain range. And a trek is going to be a little bit more than just a walk. It's more than just a leisurely stroll. It's going to take you a long time. And you're it's going to be a little difficult, and it's going to be beautiful because the leaves are orange and red and yellow and some green still left, and it's just a wonderful time of year to be in the mountains.
It is. I love this time of year, and I love to take in the beauty of fall. Carolyn just mentioned the mountain range, the Appalachian Trail, or Appalachian Mountain Range, and it is really long range, right? It goes all the way up into Canada, down into the state of Alabama.
Yes, it is a very long range. It pretty much goes the entire east coast of the United States, other than going down into Florida. But you can actually hike the range.
Wow.
There is a 3,500 long kilometer trail, and you can hike it, all of it.
That is truly an adventure. I think Zach would be up for that.
Yeah. It takes a while to complete. I think it's more than a trek.
I think it would take me maybe a couple of years.
Yeah. People who do the through hike, it takes them 5 to 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah, to hike the whole thing.
That is intense.
That's commitment.
Yes. Well, if you have your magazines, I'd like you to open to page 10, unless you're driving. Then probably not a good idea. But you can also follow along on your digital device if you have that handy and are able to do that. Right now, we will have our first reading for today.
The Great Smoky Mountains. Spectacular sights, tremendous treks, and fabulous falls. Hikers and backpackers love Great Smoky Mountains National Park. The 522,427-acre park on the North Carolina-Tennessee line features more than 800 miles of trails and 17 peaks that top 6,000 feet. You can see peaks, mountain views, grassy balds, mountain streams, old growth forests, historical farms, waterfalls, elk herds, and some of the best wildflowers anywhere on the park's 150 trails. Only two national parks have more trail miles, Yellowstone and Yosemite. Great Smoky Mountains is the most visited national park, with more than 11.3 million people in 2016.
Okay, well, we are talking about hikers and backpackers, and I think backpackers would be those people going on that really long trek we were just talking about, right?
Yeah, the through hikers that are going the whole length of the Appalachian Trail.
Zach, have you ever done something like this? I see people walking around sometimes with these huge backpacks on, and we know that they've probably been traveling for days or weeks. Have you ever been into that?
I've had a little bit of personal experience with it, where I was a hiker or I was backpacking, but even being close from North Carolina, I was actually traveling around Southeast Asia, where I got to do some backpacking.
Okay. Carolyn, how about you? Have you ever done that?
So backpacking can have two meanings here, and I think we should kind of differentiate. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when we think of backpackers, we think of people who are doing really cheap travel, and they're just kind of living out of a backpack. And maybe they're staying in cheap hotels and getting cheap transportation tickets, those sorts of things. But I think these backpackers are more like campers.
Sure.
And so they have all of their camping gear in a backpack, and they're hauling it with them on the trail.
Yes.
And so this type of backpacking I have not done.
Okay.
I've done the cheap travel backpacking, going from place to place without a suitcase, just a backpack. But I have not been out in the woods, hiking on trails, and staying overnight with a backpack.
I haven't either. So I guess we need to take a trip.
That sounds great. Let's go.
Right. The funny thing is I grew up in the countryside, but I've never really gone camping, maybe just once in my life, which is really strange, right? And so I have gone hiking. I like to hike from time to time, but I'm not an intense hiker. But if you are, this is the place for you. And we get some more information here about the park, Zach.
Right, we see where it's 522,427 acre park. Wow.
It's huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it spans, or it's in two different states. You see the map there. It's in the eastern part of Tennessee and the western part of North Carolina. And so that's where it's located. And it has more than 800 miles of trails and 17 peaks that top 6,000 feet. So plenty to do, plenty to see.
Mm-hmm. And there are two words in that sentence there that might be helpful for our listeners. The first one is line, the North Carolina-Tennessee line. And that just means the border, because when you look at the map, there's a line that marks the border between the two states. So we can say it's on the line.
Yes.
And the other word there is peak. So what does it mean by peak here, Zach?
Yeah, so just the kind of the tops of the mountains, right? And if you see, it says 6,000 feet, which is actually kind of low.
Yeah, it's not as big as when you go out to Colorado. Those are huge mountains. So some people that live there, if they come here, they will think, oh, these are just, you know, hills, basically.
Not really mountains.
But of course, you shouldn't underestimate the beauty.
Right.
Right.
Yes. So they're not the biggest mountains you'll ever see in your life, but they're still beautiful. And you can see the peaks, you can see mountain views, and grassy balds.
Yeah, this is a really interesting term. A grassy bald is kind of an open area on a mountain or an area that you would expect to be covered in trees and thick vegetation, but it's not. It's just grass. And so you could say that the ground is bald. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there except for grass.
It's not what you expect.
Right, yeah, very unexpected.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I love the mountain streams. When I was a kid, I would go into the mountain streams and we would skip rocks. We would just pick up a rock and throw it across the water and see how many times it would kind of skip across the top of the water, which I've done here in Asia as well, but that's something I enjoyed doing as a kid. And then we have old growth forests, which just mean mature forests. And they haven't been cleared off or anything, so you just enjoy the natural beauty. And what else do we see here?
Yeah, and it also mentions some of the best wildflowers anywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and that's across the park's 150 trails. You can also see farms and waterfalls, and then we also talk about elk herds.
Yeah, this was really surprising to me. Apparently, in the early 2000s, I think it was, elk were reintroduced to the area.
Mm.
So there aren't really elk populations in the Appalachian Mountains,
yeah.
But apparently, at Great Smoky Mountains National Park, they have reintroduced elk into the area. So you can see elk there.
Yeah, when I was reading this, that kind of stuck out. I didn't expect that. And the elk is just kind of like a large deer. It has this brownish red fur. And so I think, Carolyn, correct me if I'm wrong, that's usually in like colder climates.
Yeah, right? I usually think of them as being a much more northern animal.
Yeah.
And they're very, very big.
Yes.
Much larger than deer. So I don't think I've ever actually seen an elk in the wild. I've seen plenty of deer.
Right.
But no elk.
Yes. I'm the same. I have never seen an elk. Well, there's a lot to do, as we can see, and there are many trails, and we get kind of more information about that. We think of these big parks in North America. Well, this kind of falls right in there as one of the parks with the most amount of trails. What do they compare it to, Zach?
Yeah, both Yellowstone and Yosemite, which I find interesting because, you know, those are obviously the heavy hitters, as you would say, the most popular trails and most traveled to. But yeah, don't underestimate the Great Smoky Mountains, where it's listed as the most visited national park.
Yeah, that was surprising to me. And we get a stat here. More than 11.3 million people visited in 2016. So it's actually the most visited national park in the United States. Well, that's redundant. It says national, but it's referring to the U.S. And that surprised me, Carolyn. I think maybe because it's very accessible.
I think that's probably true. I think that Great Smoky Mountains National Park is probably closer to larger population centers than some of the other national parks, which are kind of far from major cities.
And you have a major interstate going right through there, Interstate 40, and so people can just drive right on the interstate, drive right off, and go into the park, and so I'm sure that is helpful as well. So that's a bit of an introduction to Great Smoky Mountains National Park, but we have much more to learn, so let's go to our next reading for today.
The Land of Blue Smoke. The Cherokees called the mountains the Land of Blue Smoke. The settlers called them the Great Smoky Mountains. The smoke comes from evaporation and transpiration. High peaks trap clouds, and that produces up to 90 inches of rain per year. The moisture soaks into the thick vegetation, then evaporates, rising in a vapor that looks like smoke.
Okay, so now we are talking about the Cherokees, Native Americans, and I believe even, you know, the state name, Tennessee, that has a Native American origins, and probably Mississippi as well. And so there's a heavy or you know, much Native American heritage here in this state and this area. And but who are the Cherokees, Caroline?
Well, the Cherokees are, like you mentioned, a member of the Native American people, and they were mostly concentrated in the Appalachian area. So West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, mm-hmm. Ohio, a lot of the Cherokee people lived in the Appalachian Mountains.
Okay, and they called this the Land of Blue Smoke, and settlers called them the Great Smoky Mountains. And so, listeners, you may be wondering, why are they called the Smoky Mountains? And we get the answer here, Zach.
Yeah, it says here that the smoke comes from evaporation and transpiration. Mm-hmm. What I would think about is just that very picturesque view of the mountains where you've got the clouds kind of rolling in over the mountains.
Okay, and evaporation, of course, is liquid changing to gas. But this transpiration is kind of part of that, but it's specific to plants.
Yeah, it's a really interesting part of the water cycle, and it's just that process of water going from the plant's roots to its leaves, and then from the leaves becoming a vapor in the air. And so it's very moist, very wet.
Right, and the plants actually have some control over how much water they lose, and so that's a bit of difference between transpiration and evaporation. But either way, you know, that liquid is going up and it's turning to a vapor. And so that plays a part in why they call it the Smoky Mountains. High peaks, they trap the clouds, and that produces up to 90 inches of rain per year. Now, when I think of, you know, that sounds like a lot of rain. I don't know how much you're supposed to have every year, but I think, well, I live in a city where we get a lot of rain mm-hmm. every year here in Taipei, and so we can kind of relate to that. But what does the moisture do, Zach?
Yeah, it soaks into the thick vegetation, evaporates, and then rises, and it kind of, yeah, looks like smoke, right? That very picturesque scene.
Right. And it's beautiful to just
it is.
Be driving on the road, and you look up, and you see that smoke. And I don't think this is specific to the Smoky Mountains. This happens on other mountain ranges, but maybe it's, you know, on a bigger scale here.
Yeah, it's particularly common in places that have a good valley, but also lots of thick green vegetation where this transpiration process takes place. And it is really neat to see it when you're driving, mm-hmm. but not when the smoke settles on the road
yes.
as fog.
That's right.
Because that is very dangerous.
That is dangerous. I've been in situations like that here in Asia where driving in the mountains and you can barely see, you know, mm-hmm. and that's very dangerous. It's an adventure, but not the kind of adventure you want to go on. So that's a bit more about why we call it the Great Smoky Mountains. But we want to get into more of what we can do there, what we can see. So let's find out in our next reading.
From mountaintops to waterfalls, many visitors head for Qingmen's Dome, the highest spot in the park at 6,643 feet, and the most easily accessible. You can drive to the top. An observation tower offers vistas of the mountain ridges. Some love Ramsey Cascades, the tallest waterfall at 100 feet. It is an 8-mile round-trip hike. The falls are a steep plunge down a series of ledges in a spectacular setting. The falls produce clouds of mist at high water. Grotto Falls, a 30-foot beauty, is a 2.6-mile round-trip hike from the Roaring Fork Motor Nature Trail, a 6-mile drive-it-yourself tour. Rainbow Falls is one of the park's most visited, a 5.6-mile round-trip hike to the 80-foot-high Cascade. The park, with 2,000 miles of pristine streams, has lots of verticality and features resistant thunderhead sandstone in many of its waterfalls. Peak flows are typically in March and July. Many of the falls require hiking. Only a handful can be seen from the roads.
Okay, so now we are getting down to the specifics. We start off at Qingmen's Dome, and it's actually the highest spot in the park at 6,643 feet, and it's very accessible.
Yeah, it says it's the most easily accessible. you can just drive to the top. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to hike, you don't have to worry about backpacking and camping, you can just drive there.
And we have a photo of it there on page 11, at least the road there, where you can see that there on page 11. And so that's one spot that you can visit. You can drive to the top, and you have an observation tower. We often talk about an observation deck. Of course, that's just simply a platform where you can get out and you can look at something. And so imagine people just drive up there. They get out of their cars. They go to the observation tower, and they take in the beauty. And what exactly can you see there, Zach?
Yeah, it says here that it offers vistas of the mountain ridges. So just an exceptional view, right, of the mountains and all the beauty that it's overlooking.
Right. And, you can also go to Ramsey Cascades, and there's a beautiful waterfall there. And it's a big one, right? A tall one.
Yeah, 100 feet. That is a very tall one. And there's actually a picture of the Ramsey Cascades on page 10 there at the bottom. And if something cascades, then it means it flows down different levels. Mm. It's not just one straight drop. So you can see kind of in the picture, the water is cascading down different levels of rock.
Okay, so this is a long hike if you're going up to see this waterfall. It's an 8-mile round trip. So that's going to take quite a bit of time to do that, especially in that terrain. The falls are a steep plunge down a series of ledges. This is just what Carolyn was explaining, the idea of a cascade. And then, of course, that word plunge is just a sudden movement down or a sudden movement forward. And, of course, a waterfall, when you see it, has that kind of action. It plunges down. And so you can just imagine the beauty there. And you can actually, of course, see it there on page 10. And so it is a spectacular setting. It's beautiful. And then the falls, they produce clouds of mist at high water, and so that's also beautiful to take in. So those are a couple of places, and next we go to another waterfall.
That's right. We'll go to Grotto Falls, where it says here it's a 30-foot beauty.
Yes, okay, and it's a 2.6-mile round-trip hike. That one's shorter. I think I would go on that one first.
Yes, it is shorter, but you have to get to the Roaring Fork Motor Nature Trail first. Okay. And that's not too bad because it's a drive-it-yourself tour. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to hike that part. You can drive there. And it's 6 miles long. So that's pretty nice.
That's right. So that doesn't take too long to drive up there. And then you can get out and walk if you'd like. And then we have Rainbow Falls. And it's actually one of the park's most visited. And it's a 5.6-mile round-trip hike to the 80-foot high cascade. And so we see that Ramsey Cascades, it's 100 feet, and then an 80-foot high cascade there at Rainbow Falls. So some really magnificent waterfalls to see, to enjoy. And I think this time of year is one of the best times of the year to go, because you get the beauty of fall, and it's cooler weather, because actually this part of the United States can be quite hot during the summer, and I think Zach can attest to that, because you're from North Carolina. It's hot during the summer, right?
That's right, certainly. And, you know, often people will describe the weather there in the summer as kind of quite humid, sticky, a lot of moisture in the air. Mm-hmm. So by the fall, it's starting to cool down, and that moisture now just feels refreshing.
And the wintertime could be okay, but it can get quite cold as well. Mm. Not terribly bad. It's not like being in Canada or something like that, but it can be quite cold, especially if you're from a subtropic area or a tropical area. That could be difficult. Well, what do we learn next about the park?
Well, the park has 2,000 miles of pristine streams, which means there's beautiful, clear water flowing all through the park.
Right, that word pristine just meaning pure, and maybe even without any human alteration. You know, sometimes we go in and we make changes to nature. Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, it's just as it was created to be, right?
you probably still wouldn't want to drink it unless you boil it first.
Yeah.
But it does look very beautiful and clean.
That's right, and it has lots of verticality. Now, this is not a word that we would often use in this way, but we suppose that it just is talking about that there are lots of trees, very tall trees, high rock walls, and tall waterfalls. And of course, when we talk about something, talk about the word vertical, we're talking about up and down, right, versus horizontal, which is across. And so that could be possibly the meaning here. And that is certainly the case, as you can see in some of the photos with the waterfalls and the trees and so forth. And then we also go on to talk about something else. What is that?
Right, next it says that it features a resistant thunderhead sandstone.
It's sort of a rock, right? And it consists of sand, and it's in many of the waterfalls. And it's also resistant, and so when the water is crashing over it, it doesn't break down. It does eventually, but very slowly, right?
Yeah, very slowly.
Okay, and then we also talk about peak flows are typically in March and July. What are they talking about?
Well, this is a different meaning for the word peak, right? Earlier we were talking about mountain peaks, the top of the mountain. Here, peak means the prime, the best, the strongest, mm-hmm. the most desirable top. So the peak flows are typically in March and July means that the waterfalls are at their fullest, at their best, in March and July.
Okay, and many of the falls, they require hiking. And so if you don't want to hike, well, then maybe some of the trails you will not go on. You can choose one of the trails where you can drive up and get out and look at everything off of an observation platform, observation deck. And only a handful can be seen from the roads. So it takes some effort to see the beauty of the waterfalls. Well, we have much, much more to talk about tomorrow, so we hope you will join us for day two of our adventure article. And in the meantime, we hope you will check out our Topic Talks videos. Simply scan the QR code there at the top of page 10, and we hope that you enjoy watching those videos. And if you have any comments about this article, please write into us at advanced@studioclassroom.com and let us know your thoughts. Well, we hope you will join us tomorrow for the second part of this article. Until then, this is Brandon.
Carolyn.
Zach.
Saying goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.